Minister, the ongoing failure to effectively tackle the issue of derelict properties and vacant properties in our town centres but across the state is absolutely unacceptable when we have a housing crisis. Let me just talk about North Donegal for a moment. It's not that long ago, Minister, that you could have rented a family home in the towns of North Donegal for €600 a month. Now you'd be lucky if you would get it for less than €1,100 or €1,200 a month. That's within a very short period of time. This is due to the policy of not building public housing for many years, about a decade, forcing families into the private sector, and then the unavailability of properties in the private sector, and the failure, this is this key issue here, the failure to proactively go after buildings that are derelict or vacant and to turn them into housing or a resource for the community. What you see in town centres in North Donegal are great community activists. In every single town, every single community, great community activists, salt of the earth people. But they're being let down by the failure of local authorities to look at derelict properties, to be resourced, to turn derelict properties into viable resources. This is really repugnant at a time when we have a profound housing crisis. But of course, in North Donegal, when you add the mica crisis, the houses that are crumbling around families onto it, you have a perfect storm. Because now you're going to have to rehouse families for a year or a year and a half while they're waiting for their homes to be rebuilt. So they're now looking for the scarce resource of a private rental property to live in while their homes are being rebuilt at a time where there just isn't any. I mean, if you talk to the Threshold, the Simon community, they cannot secure a house to rent in North Donegal. If somebody who is on the housing assistance payment waiting to receive a council house or a public house, if they're told by their landlord, listen, I'm going to have to sell this property in 6 months, and it's perfectly legal, they've given them proper notice, they can't secure a home. So you have good, hard-working people who present and saying, I'm actually homeless. I'm going to be homeless very, very soon, or I am. So this is the scale of the crisis, and I just don't see, or haven't seen, in the last number of years, the urgency and the awareness to deal with that. And it is, and I say again, people ask the question, how can we have such a profound housing crisis? How can we have a scenario where rents, even in Donegal, are unattainable to working families? Unattainable. Not just in the cities now, but even up in places like Donegal. How can we have a failure to allow so many properties, so many buildings to lie derelict? So there's the issue of the failure to deploy these buildings to address the housing crisis. But there's also the failure and of letting down community activists, people who are Tidy Towns volunteers. You know, we praise them up and down the country about how they paint all the buildings that are lying empty, the fences, the walls. They restore civic pride in our communities. Yet we allow a situation where there's derelict buildings, you know, where somebody can come into the town and say, you know, I'm not going to pick out towns, that would be unfair, but beautiful towns in North Donegal where people coming in from the outside saying, you know, what's going on here? How come there's so many buildings that are derelict, that are lying empty, that are lying unused? And so therefore the powers that be, the legal infrastructure, the local authorities, the government of the land, you know, fail to put in place the environment where this is addressed. Let down the community activists, let down our volunteers in the community, and of course, most serious of all, fail families. So Minister, I take this opportunity today to say to you, very clearly, that it is utterly unacceptable in a profound housing crisis where young people are leaving this country not because they don't have work like they did in the past from places in Donegal, but they can't afford to put a roof over their head. But now they can't afford the rent. And while all of that is happening, there are huge numbers of empty properties, derelict properties, vacant properties that are not utilised by the state. It has to change, and I hope this debate today leads to that.